As you probably know, I am the queen of random audios, and in my May Q&A, I was asked if I would ever branch out or whether I wanted to learn different languages or accents and things like that. So I thought that I would just torture your ears today with me practicing some kawaii Japanese phrases. So yeah, the first one, hold my hand, and apparently it is said like this, te wo tsunaide. This next one I have actually heard from various different places. Doki doki. I probably said that so weeby. So apparently to say I am excited, it is doki doki shitaru. Doki doki shitaru. They have that weird aru at the end. Not weird. It's not weird. It's Japanese. It's weird for me to try and pronounce it though. Doki doki shitaru. Shitaru. I am making myself laugh so much. Doki doki shitaru. The next one means excuse me, and it is pronounced sumimasen. I'm trying to pronounce it like Japanese. If I pronounce it in my actual accent, sumimasen, it doesn't really it doesn't really sound right. Okay, so I'm gonna really try for the rest of this video to pronounce it properly. So excuse me is sumimasen. Masen. Sounds like I'm saying MSN. This next one seems pretty straightforward. It means what or what is it? And it's pronounced nandake. Nandake. Yeah, we'll go with that one. I think my voice needs to be a bit more high pitched for Japanese. Nandake. I'm having way too much fun here. Somebody stop me. Next one is good morning, is the short version, like the informal version, and it is ohayo, which sounds like ohayo or Ohio, the state. Ohayo. I might just start addressing everybody like that. Ohayo. Next one. This is one that I think a lot of people are familiar with, and I just wish my pronunciation was better. I think you have to be super quick with the last part. Oh gosh, I'm gonna try konnichiwa instead of konnichiwa, which is probably how I would have said it when I was little. Konnichiwa. It is konnichiwa. Nice and quick. Okay, one that I think everybody will be familiar with is konnichiwa. Oh gosh, what was that? Oh no. Redo. One that I think everybody will be familiar with is konnichiwa, which means hello. Oh, I love this one. I actually think I first heard this on The Simpsons. Yeah, it's supposed to be really informal, and it's when you pick up the phone to somebody that you know really well and you say moshi moshi. So that's like hello to somebody that you really know. Moshi moshi. I'm gonna come into the voice chat like that. Okay, so this one means I'm glad I waited. Matte de yokatta. I think that's how it's said. This one I could use pretty much every day is I don't want to get out of bed yet. I don't want to wake up yet. Mada okatake nai. That's so me. Oh, this one's really sweet. This one means I will love you forever. And in Japanese, it's Itsumade mo aishimasu. Itsumade? Itsumade mo aishimasu, I think. Oh, that's really sweet. Okay, this one I'm definitely gonna start using between me and my sister. It means idiot or like foolish in Japanese. I'm trying to think, how would you say idiot? You'd be like, idiot. So it'd be like, baka, bakana. I like it. Baka. I'm just gonna start saying that to everyone. Okay, this is gonna be the last one that I do. Maybe I'll do another one of these audios, but so this one is like, what's up? Or, yeah, like, how's it going? And in Japanese, it's Saikindo. Saikindo desu ka? Saikindo. Yeah, so thank you for coming to my Japanese tutorial. I hope it's been very, very useful. I'm kidding, please don't use me to learn Japanese. I probably did a terrible job. I probably sounded like a baka. Baka. I can't even pronounce it. It sounds like I'm saying Becca. Baka. Baka na. That's me. That's me. Okay, I'm gonna go now, but yeah, thank you. Bye.